This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After recent years of mistrust, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attends the NATO summit in Washington starting Tuesday, hoping to reset relations with Western allies. VOA's Dorian Jones with more.
Analysts say Erdogan goes to the Washington meeting on a good footing, having resolved contentious issues that dogged previous NATO summits. Analysts suggest that Turkey's growing importance in Africa, Central Asia, and the Caucasus could be an incentive for the U.S. administration to increase its cooperation with Ankara. A May meeting in Washington between Erdogan and Biden was cancelled amid differences over Israel's war in Gaza. And analysts say that could again prevent a meeting at the NATO summit. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
AP correspondent Charles Zeladesma reports a Russian barrage has targeted five Ukrainian cities with more than 40 missiles of different types hitting apartment buildings and infrastructure.
Officials in Ukraine say a major Russian missile attack has killed dozens and injured around 100 people across the country. One missile struck a large children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, and emergency crews searched the rubble for casualties. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko visits the site of a destroyed residential building in the capital. He says 17 flats were damaged and that rescuers are in there working and are hearing the voices and people under the rubble. The daylight attacks, including Kinzhal hypersonic missiles, one of the most advanced Russian weapons, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, said the attack occurred at a time when many people were on the city's streets. I'm Charles Villadesma.